salvation in Christ was not a random strategy from God. It was not God's plan B. He didn't call an audible at the line of scrimmage when Adam sinned. He didn't change things when the Jews rejected Jesus. It was always God's plan for Christ to suffer and then be glorified. It's a plan so ancient that even the Old Testament prophets not only spoke about it, but were interested in it, and even angels themselves are fascinated by this plan of God. The Old Testament is like a soaked sponge, except it's not filled up with water, but it is saturated with prophecies about the grace of God in Jesus Christ. The Old Testament just abounds with references, prophecies, teachings about salvation by grace through the work of Christ. All throughout the Old Testament. Whether you're looking at the sacrifices and the feasts and the law of Moses, or if you're reading the Psalms or studying what we call the actual prophets themselves, or even reading narratives like the story of David and Mephibosheth, or the story of Jonah, God's grace through Christ is everywhere in the Old Testament. Jesus himself told two disciples who were struggling after his death and they didn't know he had yet resurrected. He told them, "O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" And then Luke writes this, "And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." If you study the Old Testament and you miss God's grace through Christ, you're studying it wrong. Salvation by grace through faith in Christ is not a New Testament invention. In Acts chapter 3, Peter himself preached to a crowd, and he said this, "But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled." Appealing back to the Old Testament was how the early church and the apostles and missionaries convinced people that Jesus of Nazareth was the Christ. When the Apostle Paul was in Thessalonica, Luke wrote this, "And Paul went into the synagogue, as was his custom, and on three Sabbath days, he reasoned with them from the Scriptures," that's the Old Testament Scriptures, "explaining and proving that it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead, and saying, 'This Jesus, whom I proclaim to you, is the Christ.'"